on my ears.
Welcome to Intellectual Kink. You have to adjust the red volume.
Hi.
Welcome to Intellectual Kink. I am Insidious Muse.
I'm Service Slut.
And we have the lovely Sanger with us tonight. And the girls are putting putting tingly stuff on their clits.
Tingly Sanger.
Oh, do you want to put some on your clit, Jenny?
You want to put some?
Come and put some on your clit. It's very nice, isn't it? It's not unpleasant. Mm. It's not going to last for very long, but it's very nice.
It yes.
Which is to say, you missed about 7 seconds. My pants being down.
It's nice though. It's tingly.
It's minty. It reminds me of that one time that I put a Listerine strip on my clit.
Exactly. It's kind of like...
You did it yourself.
It's like brushing your teeth with... But you're not teeth. It's like brushing your vagina.
And now what is it made of?
So he made it with pot and emu oil. So it's going to be the emu oil that's going to be the tingle.
Made of bird?
No, I don't know.
Isn't that what an emu is?
Yes, an emu is a bird. I don't know. Don't ask me. Why are you asking me these things?
Sorry, she's three quarters of a bottle into
things. What do you think?
Comes in.
What do you think, Jenny?
She's doing it.
She's giggling.
It feels very minty.
Right? It's awesome.
In this episode, it's minty.
That's not even what we're talking about, but I just realized, edible?
We have minty clits.
I wouldn't eat it. I wouldn't eat emu oil, but I mean.
What the fuck is emu oil?
I will Google
it. I don't know.
Feel
anyway,
like dealing with this.
But it's tingly, so it's kind of neat. It's kind of neat. Yeah, I make him masturbate with it.
Oh, wow. Wow.
And that was the second half of the conversation.
Just, you know, do these things.
Make him
masturbate with it. What? It's fun.
Does he get to the end?
Yeah, so he's unique where he would rather edge than come. And so I tell him, come a lot. I want to have, go 5 times. And he's like, no, do it. It's awesome.
Emu oil is taken by mouth for improving cholesterol levels as a source of polyunsaturated and monounsaturated fatty acids for weight loss.
From a bird?
And as a cough syrup for colds, H1N1 and flu.
Eucalyptally, right? Something like that. I don't know.
Camphor.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's all these other things. I mean, camphor and stuff. Anyway, so, I mean, I brought this, and I used it a little bit on my own clitoris earlier, because I'm like, hey, we're doing a figging class. So
I meant to ask.
Right, we didn't do it last night because of things. We're doing it tomorrow night. But, we're doing figging class, and I'm like, okay, so what are these other options that I can use? Mm. And this is fantastic. I mean, it's not harsh. It's not, and it's not too intense. I mean, it's not like it's Bengay, but... In fact, I have to Tiger Balm.
Yes.
That's what I'm going to get. Tiger Balm. I'm going to get the emu oil. I'm going to get
white.
A bunch of stuff. I'm going to get eucalyptus oil. I'm going to get tea tree oil. I already have tea tree oil. But all of these.
You're drying.
But I have other options. And I mean, I also want to make like a salve out of like hot peppers.
Oh,
you know, it's all of these concepts that I want to do. And I know that's not very pleasant because I got some hot pepper on my finger and rubbed my eye today.
Today even? Well, this is not anywhere near our topic, but that's okay. It's close.
It's okay.
Getting nearby. It's what I was going to,
We talk about figging later. Maybe next week will be our what in the butt episode.
Oh boy.
We can talk about
what
that.
In the butt.
Right? Everybody put things in their butt.
So, what is our topic?
Oh, who am I playing for? Performance versus playing.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Right? And the point is, if you live in a large community like we do, there's dungeons and there's dungeony things. And sometimes you get caught up in the performance. We also have a lot of fantastic pros that actually do a lot of performances. And if you as a top are watching them and that is to which you strive in your play, you're going to be kind of fighting a ghost perpetually, because when you're playing, you're not doing all these awesome, flary, blah, blah, blah things. Mm. It's a more intimate act. It doesn't have to look beautiful to the outside in order for it to be an incredible experience for the two people playing.
Well, also, pros rehearse. Performance is a rehearsed thing in general, And just spontaneity, not rehearsed. So the quality of flair might not be so... dramatic or entertaining or successful.
Or blingy.
Ooh, bling.
Blingy. You know.
I need some bling scene. I want a scene with bling. Oh, God. Did we just go somewhere, you and I, with some...
medical staples.
Beating.
And beating. That's exactly where I was going.
What are you doing?
Yes.
Yes.
I did bling with needles a lot. So, I mean, why can't
I? Sorry, the bling you and I did with the
that was a different
bling. We had sutures. Sutures. And not much bling, no. Just like just
wham, bam, thank you, ma'am.
Not much wham in that. I mean, there was a lot of wham. It wasn't very speedy.
No, no, it's not a fast process. It's a long
suturing one's labia. Yeah. Or awesome, one, someone else's.
It's awesome. Totally. Ms. Nancy.
Yes.
Are you here with us?
I was tweeting.
Okay.
Oh.
Did you want to participate? I don't know.
No.
Well,
she is. Sure.
I mean, we're not going to sew your labia. That's,
well, you seem to be having a moment. I don't want to interrupt the moment.
No, no. We're just filling time.
Okay.
Just shooting the shit. Yeah, this, you know, we're just hanging out. Shooting. Oh, wait. We're doing a show.
Oh, hi. Show doing.
Sorry. My ADD gets crazy around her. I blame Sanger.
Why? I take... No, no. Give Adderall for like two or three people.
So here's my question for you, fine ladies on the opposite side. I feel the pressure of performing a lot of times because I, you know, we do the show and I teach and we have kind of a certain amount of notoriety in the community, in our local community. And so sometimes I feel like, oh, I should up my game. I should, you know, throw the whip around and, you know, and have matching everything and corset up. And, you know, because you feel these are the things that are expected. And so I find myself kind of battling like, oh, this is the shoulds. And when I don't measure up to it, I'm like, eh. So I'm curious for you from like the bottom perspective, do you ever feel any of these kinds of pressures?
Well, I mean, think about it. You know, we're in the middle of a scene and what if like I'm not like my headspace is not going where you intended it to go? What if like, you know, you have this awesome scene plan out or we're in the middle of that awesome scene and then I have to yellow or red for some crazy reason, you know, then my awareness turns into like, oh, fuck. She's doing such an awesome scene and all these people are watching and like, oh, I don't want to pussy out. I don't want to pussy out because then it's like, oh, man, the scene's ended. So it's a matter of, you know, I mean, you want to look good, but I want to make you look good too.
Right.
So, I mean, there's a lot of pressure.
But don't you feel that pressure even when it's just like the rare times when we play at home, which is incredibly rare?
Yes.
But even in those times, you've said that that pressure isn't really about performance. It's about me, pleasing me.
Well, yeah. I mean, so then I guess it just never really goes away, you know? I mean, but I know you and you're incredibly hard on yourself for a lot of, you know, in a lot of different ways. I don't want to add to that, you know, like you're already like watching yourself and like picking out whatever you think you're not doing right. I'm not going to be one more person that's like, oh, damn, you know, you got my spine there, you know, like something crazy like that.
But
I did too.
To jump in, how is like, quote unquote, what you just said, pussying out, which... no such thing, is different than communicating what the fuck is going on for you.
No, it's not. It's no different. But you know, the thing that where there is a difference is whether or not there's an audience.
And but you just said even rarely at home, maybe you wouldn't speak up.
Right. No.
No audience there. Generally, right? No. Or do you invite audience. People over to watch when you're at home? Because if you do, I'll pay.
We actually have had interesting experiences where people have been there for various things.
Yeah.
Strange.
No.
We live in a strange world.
We do. It's called Los Angeles.
It's called Los Angeles.
I fucking love this city. Like, fuck the sidewalks. I love the city. So.
Yes.
No, but see, and that's what I'm saying is that, yeah, you have that audience at the dungeon, but then even when I'm alone with her, she's her own fucking audience. Like, it sounds
I'm really
odd.
Bad. I have, you know that voice in your head.
Which one? Because I assassinate a lot of the voices in my head.
My mother and my ex-husband, pretty much.
Oh, fuck them all over. No, fuck that. No.
You know, it's just there. It's hard for, you know, I try to ignore it as much as I can, but it's there. It's kind of like behind a black veil. It's there. It's just, it's a true statement.
You know, and having that awareness and being, of course, sensitive to your needs and whatever is happening, you know, there is, of course, that moment in time where I'm like, just I can hold that a little bit longer. I know I can hold that a little bit longer. Of course, that does not negate that I'm not going to communicate if something is going wrong.
Right. Okay.
I'm going to say that, but I'm saying that there is that split second where I'm like, she's enjoying herself so much. I'm going to hold on a little bit longer.
Okay, so wait, that's not necessarily bad, right? That might be your motivation, right? Like, I'm going to do it. Okay, maybe just got it. Okay, right? So you're an inspiration, not just motivation. But when it is really tap out, max headroom, whatever, you'd say.
Oh, yeah. I have no qualms doing that.
Okay. I just want to make sure that people who speak weakly about communication are actually pursuing communication.
Sorry. It's also...
I don't really...
It's intimidating as well sometimes when you feel... When you get an audience. And for whatever reason, we get audiences a lot. And I attribute that to the fact that I really like to push the envelope. I like to push myself. I like to push my bottom. I like to go beyond my comfort zone, my other people's comfort zones. And Nancy, I have to be very creative with Nancy. I don't have an option. I have to be creative. And I don't have a problem with that. I like that. I like that it pushes me. But I also don't like repeating scenes. It's just boring to me. So because of that, it ends up the scenes become something different. So we get audiences for whatever reason. And the problem with that is occasionally you can suffer from stage fright, for lack of a better term, where there's a fear like, I am not particularly confident in my flogging. I'm just not. Don't really have any justification for that. I'm just not comfortable in it. And so let's say I'm doing a scene where I'm going to pull out floggers. There's that moment where I'm like, fuck, all these people are watching. Okay. And I steel myself in order to kind of put on a performance face and be like, I know what I'm doing. I'm going to fake it till I make it, which, I mean, is certainly not the advice we give our listeners. Fake it till you make it. Like, have knowledge. I mean, I have the skills. I know how to do it. I mean, I know safety, blah, blah, blah.
All right.
But it's just that's how I feel personally. So then I pull it out and I pull it out. Excuse me while I whip this out. I pull it out and I do it. I mean, and the same can be said of any skill set in which anyone is not feeling particularly comfortable.
But to that point, you have resume and performance.
True.
With the music,
actual
right?
Performance, yes.
Right. So game facing is something that's in your history. That's like your, you know how to do. And even if it's just, oh, fuck, what the fuck is my first line? Kind of, I got places now and, shit.
Exactly.
Where am I supposed to go? Like, for you, it may be different. Not to say that you're advising the internet, fake it till you make it.
I'm not.
What I want to clarify, I guess, is for you, fake it till you make it is more like, I know my first line, I just got to step on the stage.
Yeah, just for me, it's about...
Insofar as performance is concerned. Right?
And again, this is where, you know, who are you playing for? I have to utilize kind of that mentality to break through this strange, irrational fear. And so I know logically, I know rationally, I have the skills, I have the knowledge, I've fucking taught classes, I'm not concerned. My mentor has, you know, commented. I'm not concerned from a very pragmatic viewpoint. But fear is generally not very pragmatic. It's not very rational. Mm-hmm. And so I have to use something in order to kind of break through that barrier. And that's what I tend to use. And if there isn't an audience there, that isn't there at all. Let's say we're back in that one room, that really small room in the very back that nobody ever gets to because it's just past the kitchen. Because they're like, unless they hear something, they're not going to look. They're going to go straight to the kitchen. And if I'm back there, no problem. I don't even think twice, because there's, that is about as intimate as it gets. It's entirely about me and the bottom.
Yeah.
Because I don't have to worry about somebody looking. I don't have to worry about, unfortunately, sometimes the catty things and that competitive BDSM component that happens. Mm. I don't have to worry about that because I know it's just me and them. And if I fuck up, they're going to know it. I'm going to know it. You know, I'm going to do that whole touch my hand so they know that I know thing, but not ruin the scene. But it's one of those, you know, it's just a different thing, because then you can really focus entirely upon them. And the great thing about that is, let's say that you do fall into that, where you're so focused on the person, you don't notice when an audience appears. And that has happened. And it's wonderful, because it's just, you're wrapped up in this bubble of two people, and it becomes very intimate. It becomes this great kind of back and forth, give and take of the energy, and everybody else melts away. And that is ideal. That's who you should really be playing for. And I don't know if you can do that if there's that kind of nagging background of, are you performing? Make sense?
Yes. And there's something I wanted to backtrack to, because they're lipping to each other. Hang on.
We do it all the time. Go on.
Well, before you said corsets, getting dressed up, shoulds versus expectations. Mm. For the going out, right? You're going, hanging out. And then just now, like, and that thing that you said earlier was sort of like, why the fuck do I have shoulds? And then just now you said there was a should. Shit. What were you talking about just now? Should. Doesn't fucking matter.
The intimate experience.
Yes, right. It doesn't, there's not always a should. It has to be an intimate experience. Sometimes, like, I mean... I've been tagged, like, go do a performance for this fundraiser we're having, and I don't quite know what that means yet, and I've done it a few times. Why am I, what? Okay, sure. But, and I think we kind of tickled it a little bit when you fisted me on the show.
Did it tickle?
No, it tickled the idea of, it's like you, me, that's it. I don't fucking care about anything. Oh, I'm on the internet radio, video radio. It didn't, like, right then, it was this is it, right? And I think you and I have had that more than once, for sure. But I also said this, like, I am shameless. I don't give a shit what anyone thinks about me. And sometimes I get caught up in it, like, oh, I care what everyone thinks about me. But sometimes I just don't, you know. Mostly I don't. Mostly usually. Mostly sometimes.
A lot of qualifiers there.
Sure, yes, of course. No wine involved whatsoever. But also, for me, it seems like I'm completely fuck it all. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize when we did that suture scene how many people really gave a shit about that scene. And
I didn't either, actually.
It was like, but your back was toward the room, too.
Well, it had to be. I really, for a scene like that, I had to be incredibly focused.
For the uninitiated, yeah. Muse and I are discussing the night she sewed my labia together.
Correct. It was wonderful.
Nancy was such a cuddle muffin. She was so
doula.
Good. And
cuddle doula.
That was amazing. Because I'd never had that before in a scene. Certainly not a scene of that intensity.
Well, and that's wonderful, because I think that helped to make the scene actually get to a finish point. Because it's...
You mean you would have kept sewing me forever?
No. As opposed to you at some point going, whoa, okay, let's, you know, because there was a point even with the doulas, we were like, how many more? And you had, that's how you could be like, I can handle it if I know, okay, there's three more.
Like,
okay,
what are we? Yeah. And when I sat up and saw shit, I was like, oh, I got this. But because I wasn't looking at it for a long time. So anyway,
but
you're back to the peanut gallery, as it were.
And sometimes there can be those scenes like that when you're sewing labia together. When,
like you do.
Right. Just
on a Saturday.
Tuesday, whatever.
Always Friday.
Is because I had already kind of taught the suturing before, and I wasn't teaching. That wasn't what that was about. I needed to focus. And you really do. That's one of the things about top space, is you get to this kind of hyper focus. you're so intense. It's like a laser beam, and it's nothing can really penetrate it when you really, really get there. And I really had to be there. I mean, I had to kind of force the laser to focus for safety reasons. And that helped everything to float away, to melt away. And sometimes you don't have to force the focus like that. Sometimes it's just an intimate scene, which enables it. But the problem, I think, is if I were really paying attention and aware of people around me, because there were people making comments and stuff.
Oh my God, I wanted to throw somebody. I was like, get that person fucking out. I'm glad you are so motherfucking entertained by this. It's not about you. Get the fuck out.
Right.
Anyway.
Well, and
see how good I did not
the
mentioning names?
The problem.
Sorry.
The problem, I think, sometimes is when you have an audience is that it can take away from that experience that the two people are intended to share.
Or four, in that case.
Or four. But I mean, you know what I'm saying?
There was a certain, in that particular scene, oh, we're part of this, too. And
they were never a part of it.
I know, right. But presumption
their experience was that they were a part of it.
It was so intense for them. And there was no exchange of needles and skin with them. But
that, to me, we were having a discussion earlier about kind of energy and intent. Mm-hmm. And I feel very strongly that if you hadn't been receiving the cuddling and hadn't been focused and I hadn't been as focused, then the energy and the experience of the room collectively would not have been the same.
Mm-mm. I agree.
It required that kind of intensity for everybody to kind of have that shared roller coaster.
Totally.
And that, I mean, maybe that is the answer. Maybe that is what makes a true performance when you really are just playing for your partner and it becomes so intense that it like amplifies and everybody else can feel it. I don't know. I mean, that's just a theory.
I recently confessed to myself that I don't watch a lot of other people's scenes. And sometimes that has to do with certainly not a lot of people who are unknown to me. And I'm still pretty new in the LA side of things, like last 7 or 8 months, right? Wow. Time flies, huh? Which is to say, I sometimes play with 3 people in different scenes in a night, and there's not a lot of opportunity for me to check out other people's action. Or, like, totally in your case, the two of you, I'm like, that's some serious intimate. I'm going to back away.
Yeah.
And mostly, specifically the two of you, there's a glorious togetherness and also a sort of, there's some shit, there are layers and levels that I can't even conceive of. And I mean, we're pretty in touch. We talk a bunch and stuff, but I like to check in. I'm like, I'm going to walk away because this is not play. I mean, it's not play. I mean,
it's not performance.
It's a scene.
It wasn't play. I mean, it was not a performance. It was play. I mean,
is,
you know, I mean, how can you, I'm just curious. Do you, when there's an audience, do you feel that?
Oh yeah. I think that here's the thing about energy. I think whether or not you want to have an energy, it's not really something, I don't think it's really something that you can consciously like turn off. So I think when there's an audience, you're getting something from them. There is an exchange. Mm. It's obviously not as intense as the one that you're having with a person that you're playing with because, you know, hands on and shit. but there is something, you know, you give energy with just a glance. You give energy with a facial expression. You give energy by giving someone your back. There is something there. Now, is it that the energy is so intense that it's distracting me from our energy exchange when we're playing? No, but I can't ignore that it's there. It's like when you're sitting somewhere and you can kind of feel someone looking at you. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't ignore it. It's slight, but it's still there. You know, but then I think, you know, what happens is I think it's a muscle that you have to exercise where you shut that out. where if there happens to be people watching, you have honed that muscle where you can acknowledge that it's there. You can acknowledge that that energy is definitely there, but your focus is going to be here within this, you know, 3-foot radius area,
mm-hmm.
you know? But it's hard for me to ignore that. It's hard for me to ignore that there's people watching.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sensitive to small sounds or, footsteps, super good things like that. Like,
check the fuck out. Like, I mean, I'm about with whom I'm playing. People will tell me, oh, it was amazing, that thing with the, I'm like, what, you saw that? Like, I don't recall most onlookers.
I usually don't either. I mean, and unless they specifically.
Largely to the extent that I don't realize people watch. And it's gotten to a point where I'm like, I'm glad you enjoyed my scene with whomever, right?
Yeah.
Well, and I think I hear something like that, and I think to myself, you know, that's like one of those, you know, that's like a bonus side effect of the awesome experience that I had.
I don't know what to say right now, but because that's a relatively new compliment.
Mm. I mean,
oh, I love that you did with, thank you. I mean, I'm good at thank you. I will say thank you, but is that what you say? You know?
I mean, because you watch scenes and they elicit emotions from you.
Mm.
It can be positive or negative. You can see a scene and it can be really fucking triggering. And you're like, you know what? I'm going to go now. Because yes. I am not okay with this. This makes me uncomfortable. And then yes. And then you ask yourself, why does this make me uncomfortable?
Like, or you don't.
But also, then there's other times where you see a scene and you're like, wow, that's really loving. It's tender. It wakes something up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I feel like, you know, that the audience aspect, the audience / performance aspect, that's not lost on me. I think that there is some value to it, but I think the value lies more with the people who are watching.
But both those things that you said, whether uncomfortable making, triggering, or loving, is part of perspective or perception, rather. Thank you, Malbec. Which is to say, that scene for which you had that reaction, not about you.
Right. No,
right? And that's why right. I get like, thanks for telling me you liked my scene. What?
Well, because you got something different than they did.
Exactly.
And the scene was not for them. It was for you. And that, again, that's your perception also. That's your perception of the scene that you participated in.
I'm curious because when I get a compliment for a scene, I take it as the genuine compliment because I'm the one running the scene. It's mine. It's my idea. I am the facilitator. I'm curious, as a bottom, how do you take that?
It's bizarre. It's really like, I think somebody recently said, no, that's not a good example. Certainly with the one you and I did, the suturing.
Oh, suturing. I was like, which one?
There was, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like the biting one.
There was someone. What the fuck? It was such an expression of disbelief that it happened. Yep, my labia. What? I was totally there for that, actually.
Yes, like, it was present.
I remember you saying, we just had sex, FYI. And I was like, yeah, I was there. And you fisted me. You're like, we all were. That was the entire.
It was a shared experience.
It was. But it's like that one particular comment, I felt like, I don't owe you any comfort for how confused you are about what just happened. I mean, I get that, oh, that was an awesome scene, or, oh, that was really enjoyable to watch. Like, that's okay to say. But this person was completely, like, the comment, rather.
Baffled.
Was just so, like, I don't even know what to do now, and it's your fault. I'm like, you could have left if it was so bad for you. And that's not my fucking problem at fucking all. This was not about you, you know. This was sutures, labia, doula. That's it, you know, like... Sorry that was so fucking hard for you, but step the fuck away.
Well, and that's,
I'm not
and that's
responsible for that, right?
That's like, the thing. If a scene makes you uncomfortable, it's triggering, or it gives you some sort of negative reaction, it's your responsibility to walk away. It's not the responsibility of the people playing to somehow fucking cater to you because what they both consented to is somehow not bothering you.
Right. And that, I think, is the biggest difficulty I have with... the whole performance side of shit.
One time we walked into the dungeon and kind of the larger area where they're seating and stuff. Mm-hmm. There were these two people on one of the kind of love seats. And the top was kind of just like basically Charlie horsing the bottom's arm repeatedly over and over and over again. Whatever. I mean, that's their scene. I don't give a fuck. It's whatever. However, my ex used to like doing that. Mm. It was a huge trigger for me. And I was just like, and there was nothing that either of them were doing. The bottom was enjoying it, even though, you know, she was like, ow, you know, it was joke kind of, but I could tell it wasn't serious. But I had to just be like, I'm going to the kitchen now. I can't be here. It is really upsetting me.
Which is taking responsibility for your reaction.
That's my thing. And there were other people in the room that were giggling and laughing and enjoying it very much because it was very playful, you know? And it's one of those things where some people be like, I mean, for example, you know, Nancy and I did this just completely ridiculous and hilarious pet play scene. It was just insane. It was the dumbest thing you'll ever imagine on the planet. But I'm speaking to her entirely in French because she's a dog and she can't understand what I'm saying, right?
Oh my gosh.
As opposed to when I did the interrogation scene and I spoke to her in French. I was mean then and I was nice as a dog owner, right? I was a nice dog owner, wasn't I?
Mm-hmm.
but I was training her and so I was using French words, which she's not going to understand because she doesn't speak French. But it was one of those things where I wanted her to play fetch and I didn't have anything to play fetch with, so I threw anal beads. And I couldn't keep it together. There are people watching that just started busting out laughing, and I started laughing, and I just, like, it was it. I was like, I'm done. I can't keep any, I'm out of this because I can't keep a straight fucking face for any of this. And it was funny, and even she laughed, because it was just, really? I was like, yes, I know. Pretend it's a stick. Go.
Did you say that in français?
I forgot the word for fucking stick, which is baton, but I forgot it. It's just like, awesome. You know, and I said steak because just say a word with a French accent. Steak. That's how I say stick in Spanish, too. Steak.
But that's not. Speak. You're laughing.
I'm sorry.
That was awesome. Anal beads.
Unbelievable.
Steak. Anal beads. Little silicone that's anal all. Beads.
Unbelievable.
Right? But I mean, you couldn't avoid that there was somebody there watching and
there's no way
kind of enjoying it. But it was, I don't think, in that kind of scene, I don't think that it disturbed it.
No, it didn't. I think that, you know, there are very, at least in my opinion, there are certain things that make someone else's presence a distraction. A really not okay distraction I'm just very fucking particular, you know? I don't mind an audience for the most part. I don't mind. You know, I do mind, however, if it makes someone uncomfortable and then they decide that it's my responsibility that it made them uncomfortable, yeah, and yes, I do mind. I mind incredibly.
Fuck you. That's what I have to say to that. Fuck you.
But otherwise...
You can walk away.
But see, you know, also,
but
I mean...
people, I don't think... Do that. I mean, not all. Sorry, go ahead.
It's okay. But, you know, with you and I, like, we love humiliation. We love that kind of shit.
And some of it is incredibly intense.
And some of it, you know, by people watching almost kind of magnifies how awesome it is for you and me. So, I mean.
It becomes a little public humiliation.
It does, which, let me tell you, is pretty fucking great.
Renaissance fair. Yes, a gold star came through. We got to get tickets.
So, you know, I mean, in situations like that, I feel like, look, you're already standing there. You're already watching. I feel that by you standing there and watching and continuing to watch, that is you saying, this is okay with me to watch.
Right.
I am okay with this.
This is implied.
You don't
consent.
Walk away. If you don't walk away, then that's on you. Yeah. That is completely on you.
we had, it was the first time we got to play in the classroom room at Threshold.
I walked away. I fucking...
Several people walked away and came to me afterwards and said, that was the most intense, most awesome scene, and I could not watch it. And these are hard fucking players. These aren't people that fuck around. But it was. And I wasn't even paying. And they understood kind of the gravity of the scene because their energy never really broached the door, which was nice. I don't think you felt it.
No.
I didn't even know these people were watching until they came up to me afterwards and expressed, wow, like, I'm fucking terrified of you now. And I'm like, what? I mean, it was just fun. I was having a blast. I wasn't laughing, but I was having a blast. You know, but it was one of those scenes that a lot of people would be like, whoa, it was really, but it wasn't a performance scene, but that you could have watched it for a moment and been like, you know, there was nothing in it that couldn't have been a performance. It just was not in at all designed in that manner.
I think for me, when I saw that particular one, scene and I know I said afterwards, like, oh, you scared me. And I think I probably checked out like maybe 6 minutes tops. Why isn't the clock moving? Can the clock please move? It's never going to be 3 o'clock. See, in the schoolroom room, the clock is stuck at like 3 to 3.
Yes.
3 minutes to three.
Almost 3 o'clock.
Oh my gosh. So, but that scene, like, oh my. And I'm good with my fuck scenes. I'm good being mind fucked when I say yes. I'm good with a lot of intensity, but there was something else energetically.
Yeah.
Hey, look, we brought it back.
And the truth is that boils down to, like you were saying earlier, the many layers of the relationship that Nancy and I have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we were talking the other day, and somebody said, how long have you guys been together? And I was like, couple of years, and I said I'm shitty at dates.
She had like really day.
She didn't, but she ended up coming back to me at an unrelated time and said, 3 years, we've been together for 3 years. And I'm like, the fuck. But
miss, I can't commit.
I have commitment issues. 3 years. It's interesting because we've had so much in the 3 years, so much. A lot of it was done right here on this show. A lot has happened in these 3 years. And when you're doing a scene that's intense like that, that isn't intense physical play, but it's intense mental play, those layers are there. And that, I think, contributes to the intensity. It would be very difficult to duplicate that in a scene with say you, because we don't have that kind of history.
And neither do we have that kind of dynamic.
Precisely.
You and I have talked about an equal exchange. Like, there's not a lot of D versus S or top versus bottom. And we're good at an even exchange. And that's totally groovy cool, because I'm not looking for anything dynamic. What I was gonna say about the 3 years, levels,
layers,
shit,
onions.
onions.
I'm curious how those will work in
figuring. Fuck me.
I think that's the point.
Do you prefer jalapenos or habaneros?
Why are you doing that?
Because I love you.
She loves the intensity of the
peppers. I love you so much. And your anus will be on fire!
Water only spreads the fire. Use sugar, use sugar, use sugar, use sugar.
I can't use sugar in her Orify.
Oh.
Yeast infections, no sugar in the Orify.
You're right. I was just thinking because she's drinking water. Like,
she's just trying to not speak.
What were you saying before when I fully went not...
Oh,
levels, layers,
depth of relationship.
You and I, exchange equal.
Yes.
Right. So there would be not that intensity, I don't think, involved in any kind of scene with you and I, or you and anybody else, or me and anybody else that you have together, because that's just not our relationship or how we relate or any of that, right? So that's the particular to the two of you. And continuing that thought, like, maybe that's why people want to hang out and watch. Or get that oh shit, gotta walk away. You know, that it's too close to touch.
Which, interestingly enough, makes me think of reality TV, but like real reality TV, not the fake scripted shit.
All of it is fake scripted shit.
But the concept that, let's say documentaries.
Okay.
The concept that
still scripted.
You can take a peek into someone's life and somehow it impacts yours. I think that is what makes for a good performance. For anything, the reason we are watching any entertainment is because it touches us in some way. Sometimes it makes us laugh, sometimes it makes us cry, sometimes it makes us think. And I think that's the same thing when you're watching a scene. And sometimes I watch scenes just because it gives me good ideas. Sometimes I watch scenes because it makes me laugh. Sometimes I watch scenes because it makes me, like, think or get a little scared or whatever. And I think that that's the same idea. And I think if your intent of the scene is to impact your viewers, I think that that will impact your viewers, but I think that that would, I assume, negatively impact your partner. If I'm right,
well,
I don't know.
You like decide that this is for us to do a show, right?
Right.
So that would be, you're in it together. We're doing it for them, not each other necessarily. Like, primarily, we're going to entertain somebody else or an audience, as it were, as opposed to entertain each other in this act of perversion.
For instance, we're doing that figging demo on Friday, and correct, I do not expect any of that to be intimate.
No, I'm going to laugh a lot.
No, I get that. And so, you know, I don't, however, you know, our dry run, yeah, I actually do expect that to be intimate because we've never done this before. At least not us together.
Right.
You know, and so that's different. I'm a little scared. I would like some intimacy to help with that. You know, so, I mean, I think it's really communicating with your partner and making sure that they know, hey, don't expect the usual really awesome shit that we get when it's a scene and it's just us. If you're going to do something that's educational, and like in this case, where there is guaranteed people that are going to be watching, there will be Q&A. I mean, right, it's an interactive kind of thing. You cannot expect that same kind of intimacy in that situation. Now, I mean, I know that, you know, I mean, that's something that, you know, we talked about and it was agreed upon that that's the demo that we would be doing. However, if you were to just spring that on me, hey, I don't know, that would really suck.
We're going to this thing on Friday night. Oh, by the way, no, I'm going to fig you in front of all the people and you're going to talk about it.
Not that, because it's something, it's unknown territory. It would spark a lot of anxiety in her. But let's say I would be like, yeah, oh, so the class fell through and we're pitching in, we're doing humiliation. That would be fine.
What
no
if the humiliation
whatsoever.
Was you faking her with jalapenos?
Oh, there you go. But you like that wouldn't be a problem because that's something we do all the time. She knows it. She's comfortable with it. It's not an issue publicly. She actually could get a great deal of enjoyment out of it. She wouldn't get subspace because it's public. Because,
by the way, would Nancy enjoy something? I can never tell.
Because she always has that kind of little anxious look on her face.
Well, she sobs a lot. And I think, oh God, her feelings being so hurt my feelings. Then you tell me afterwards, no, it was awesome. And I was like,
I don't know, that one scene where she cried a lot. She left
recent?
It and she was, no, it was a while ago. She wasn't sure it was the interrogation scene.
Oh,
Everybody was like, oh my God, Kimetra, that was such an awesome scene. And she's like, yeah, like she wasn't sure. It took her a few days to come to terms with the entire scene.
Good.
It was a very intense scene.
Good. They all are, dude. That's why I have to go. I'm gonna go.
Well, she
do
makes
something
me
fucked up.
I don't have a choice.
Wait,
oh,
what did you say?
Oh
I
my
make
god!
You?
She makes
really?
Me.
I make you.
Out. She cracks the whip.
When did this power exchange relationship
you throwing your
flip
shoe
on its
at
head?
Her, saying, "Do this for me."
No, I'm but so you don't make me. But I feel like I have to. For a variety of reasons, and I stated some of them earlier. But it's that I feel that it is my obligation to push us both. I feel that that is my obligation. It is one of my jobs.
Well, and you also said you don't like repeating scenes.
I don't like repeating scenes. It becomes, I get very bored.
All you.
Even
don't
if I'm
worry,
going
Nancy.
To repeat a scene, like whenever I play with somebody for the very first time, it's pretty much a repeat a scene, but I still go, I check out. Unless I'm getting awesome energy back, I check out. I'm like, oh, again, I'm going to bring out the canes again. And it just becomes
You've
very boring to me.
You've caned me more than once.
I have caned you more than once. I have to.
The toothpicks, though, you bitch. I mean that in the best possible way. Oh, my God.
But it's one of those things where I have to push myself in order to, number one, not duplicate, in order to, number two, keep it fresh. You know, I want to keep it fresh. Mm. There's only so many, you know, Mexican jokes I can say. At some point, they just get old.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I gotta, you know, expand
just keep it French.
Into other things, do things different ways. And it's, I mean, I love that. I've said it a million times. I love that I have to push myself, that I have to go beyond any, I can't become complacent. It doesn't work. Whenever I've become complacent, our relationship falls the fucking apart. You know, I can't do it. So gotta
that,
kind of always
I think,
push.
Speaks a lot to your dominance and your leadership, because if your complacency is what's gluing things, wow, I just went way too deep with this for how much wine we've had.
Gluing.
Anyway, if your complacency is the harbinger.
Is often the harbinger of doom, which of course
of togetherness or not togetherness, then I think that's like a lot to like speak.
The harbinger of togetherness.
A lot of your leadership. I was saying something nice, by the way.
Thank you.
Even though my tongue is purple.
Thank you. Mine too.
Yours too.
Sorry.
Nancy's blushing.
I don't know why.
I don't know. I've been blushing all day,
she's
actually.
She's looking at you. I think is a lot of it.
Do I make you blush? Do I make you blush?
I like looking at you, but then you're like, what?
Hey. Why
are you looking at me? What do you want?
It's when we're home. It's when we're home and I haven't showered all day and I'm in sweats and a dirty t-shirt and you give me that look and I'm like, what? I look like shit. And you still give me that look. And it's kind of awesome, actually.
It is.
Because if she can love me unshowered, fuck. That's a keeper.
Now she's totally blushing. Completely. She's like,
you know what I noticed is that the teenager goes chinless and you go full chin.
Wow. I don't even know. It just.
It's a thing. It's an inside thing. None of you people get it.
Wow. Really?
I mean, no, and none of the, even the radio listeners will get it. It's an inside story.
What do you mean?
I can tell you later.
It's fine. It's okay.
Do you feel that we've kind of touched on this, or did we bounce around a little too much?
We completely went all sorts of Zinfandel.
But I think it all had to do with the same thing.
It
I think
really
it all
did.
Followed under the same umbrella. You know, I think, you know, having that clear, for whatever it is for you, you know, what you define as a scene and playing, and it's just, you know, a scene for you, the people who are playing, or a scene that's for performance. Knowing what that is for you makes you able to make that choice. Do I want to be in a scene where there is no real energy exchange, where it's for people that are not involved in the scene, or do I want something that's going to be an intimate experience here in this 3 to 4 foot radius?
Or how much of it is something you intend, which is a big word for how much time we have left, but can you go either way, right?
Like, yeah, I mean, I think intent is a lot. I mean, to whom you are extending your energy, mm-hmm. I think has a lot to do with it. I mean, your energy can extend obviously well beyond the people that you're intending, as is the case of, say, the suturing. Mm-hmm. My energy was completely and totally focused on, you know, like a 4 foot square. That's where my energy was. I mean, you're attached to it and I love you very much, but that's where it was focused.
My labia right are not 4 feet
not four square. Inch, four just, inch.
You said foot.
Whatever.
It's okay. You just wanted to make sure.
I said like that. That.
That is pretty
stop
obvious.
Judging me with
I'm
your
not judging
eyes.
That by,
I was not.
So, but yeah. it even though it was not intended to be a performance, it ended up being a very intense performance.
Well, I think there's a little bit of a difference between it being not intended to be a performance and it just being widely viewed at that point. You know, not widely, but there were a lot of people.
It was actually very narrow.
I know.
Sewing it even more narrow.
Yes.
But I'm bump.
What I mean is performance, not exactly. It was public in the private sense, like that we were in a
right
place that you had to be, but it wasn't for anybody else.
Correct.
That you happened to be nearby.
Yeah.
Awesome.
You could
fine
participate in a way.
Thanks. But this was for you and me and the doulas. The
right
doulas, by which I mean there weren't like 19 of them.
There were two, which is still pretty intense. There's only one for fisting.
I've never had one.
Isn't it?
I've never
We've mastered the art of having a doula.
Having violence done to me, so.
Well, then I guess the only fair thing to do is repeat that.
Oh, my God.
The doula or just the whole scene?
No, the fisting with the doula because she didn't get a doula when she got fisted.
He came over once and
he was. I love him so much. Not the best doula.
He was really a play-by-play
guy. Fantastic doula. Fauna.
Oh, yeah.
She really is a very attentive fisting doula. She lubes when it's necessary. She wipes off sweat off brows.
Oh.
She's a wonderful doula. Mm-hmm. And then I'm the play by player.
Yeah.
It's awesome. This can happen. I mean, it's not like we never see this woman.
Hey, Fauna.
She's fully called out.
Sanger.
No, I think that and
you want a doula?
I think that what is important to kind of round back to my original comment, which was sometimes I suffer from this should, could, would kind of complex of what a mistress is. And when you're in the public eye, kind of that is when it becomes more intensely in focus. And the truth is, more often than not, I say fuck it and I put on my chucks and I go to the dungeon because I don't give a shit. And I know if I put on those awesome heels, they'll be off within 2 seconds. Like, oh, look, everybody see my heels.
The point in that,
right? And I look gorgeous and I'm taking them off because they're fucking uncomfortable. So for me, I mean, I can have those moments of, oh, I'm not good enough, whatever that is. And then I realize, fuck it. I'm what I am. And you know what? Maybe I'll get a little bit better every day, but beating myself up over not being Mistress Melissa is not a wise course.
And you're not her, so it's not going to ever get there.
Precisely.
Right?
So. Precisely. Exactly. And I think that that's one of the things. It boils down to kind of acceptance, accepting really who you are and accepting that everybody's on a different point in their path. Everybody's at a different place. Everybody's taking a different road. And how you get there is how you get there. And you can compare notes, but that doesn't mean that you should judge your own path negatively because you wouldn't be where you are without all of the plethora of mistakes you've made in the past.
Or successes you've had.
Right. I tend to learn more from mistakes, but yes. But, you know.
They're not mistakes. They're opportunities
blah,
for
blah, 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 blah.
Success, improvement. I don't know.
Well, for...
But
for,
also... Let's hit the responsibility for your own fucking reaction.
Yeah,
shit.
That's true.
I'm not doing this scene for anybody but who I'm doing it with and me. And that's it. And if it's too fucked up for you, like yours
you
is
walk
too
away
for me. So I'm going to go and I'm not going to blame you for my reaction because it's mine.
Yeah.
So
be responsible.
26
minutes.
26
minutes. For us, like, literally throwing this concept together, I thought this was good.
Mm-hmm.
This is good. So, people, we are Intellectual Kink. On the Twitter, it's at Kinkellectual. I am at Insidious Muse.
At Service Slut.
At Odex Oceana.
That's her. You know, download us on the iTunes, share us on the iTunes, review us on the iTunes, or just on the Skid Row Studios. You can watch the video on skidrowstudios.com, which is kind of cool. Not that there was anything really fantastic but Talking Heads on this one, but sometimes we have fantastic videos.
Mm-hmm.
And that's us. Have a good one.